Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. It's toasty. There's no doubt about that. 85, holding steady at 85, by the way. Not much in the way of relief headed in our direction. Tomorrow morning, I am going to tell you that Rich Herrera of Richmond's Morning News is going to be chatting with the sheriff of the city of Richmond, Dr. Antoinette Irving. Oh, gosh. Wow. Now, you want to make sure you're tuned in for that. And I can tell you right now, we'll be taking notes and pulling that audio because we'll be examining it very, very closely in the afternoon. Rich is relatively new. And so, therefore, is unaware of the 8 years of mismanagement that we have seen at the city sheriff's office. Mike Dickinson, however, who joins us every Wednesday, our citizen journalist, he has seen it. He's seen it up close for years and years and years. And I'm happy that he's joining us. Mike, thank you for being here, man.
Anytime, Jeff.
Well, what would you say? Because we have, in the morning, we have a relatively new guy, Rich Herrera, hosting Richmond's Morning News. Been here, I don't know, a few months now. He's actually going to be chatting with the sheriff. But, you know, he comes at it as he's a new guy. He doesn't know anything about her. What does he need to know, Mike?
I would ask the very questions. I would ask Sheriff Irving. I would ask her why we continue to get the problem after problem with the inmate deaths. I would ask her exactly why we continue to get allegation of cover-up after cover-up. And I would ask her exactly what's being done to prevent drugs from getting into the jail, because it doesn't seem like they're doing a very good job.
Yeah. Well, and do you remember the whole scandal with the playing cards a couple of years back?
Yes. I remember that as well. It's just there's been scandal after scandal there. And it doesn't seem like the sheriff has any idea what is going on. There's three federal lawsuits that are going on about deaths that took place in 2022 and 2023. They settled one back on March 8th, but on March 9th, we had another inmate death there. And right. It just seems like these families of these inmates that are dying there from alleged overdoses can't get any answers from the sheriff's office. And it seems like there's some kind of cover-up going on. On the March 9th, the death of DeMarlo White, there were several 911 calls. And from FOIA, we found out that a couple of those 911 calls alleged that the victim was overdosed. And they had several overdose calls that day. But the sheriff isn't talking about that.
No, the sheriff, generally speaking, is very, very quiet. And then there's, you know, Mike, another part of this, and you and I have talked about this through the years, the budget. I mean, she has blown that flipping budget out of the water every single year, and she still can't get the agency staffed.
It seems like she's more concerned with her public profile and her social media profile and running around and doing things to look good rather than actually doing the job. And that seems to be an ongoing problem with leadership in the city of Richmond, that they are more committed to social media and doing things to look good rather than doing their core job. And it just seems to me like with the jail, we've got to make sure we've got to look at a leadership change there. William Burnett's running this year. The primary, I believe, is next week. We've got to get him in there for nothing more than truth and honesty. We need truth and honesty coming from the sheriff's office. You know, the Association for Local Jails, they did an investigation into this jail of the city of Richmond, and they issued all kinds of things that the city of Richmond needs to do, and it doesn't seem like they're doing it.
No. No, there's no indication. And I wish I could tell you that there were, but there is. There's no indication. And so the Richmond City Jail runs a very real risk of being unaccredited. Am I right that they could lose their accreditation through this?
They very well could. And really, it's at the point now, if any local or any other agencies are out there have inmates that need to be held or moved somewhere else, they shouldn't take him to Richmond City Jail because there's no accountability there, and there doesn't seem to be any problem or any solution to the problems that they have going there. And, you know, and look, we can accept it that sometimes bad things happen in jails, but sure. It should not be accepted at any level that drugs are getting in and that inmates are overdosing, because if you had a effective system in place, drugs would not be getting in. But if they're consistently getting in and inmates are consistently dying, then you have a consistent leadership problem.
I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, she always does the swerve, Sheriff Irving does, where she says, well, you know, just the way a jail is, look at all the other jails. Okay, I say let's look at all the other jails. You don't hear these reports coming from Henrico or Chesterfield or Pamunkey. It's always the city jail. And, well, anyway, it's just going to be interesting. It is going to be very, very interesting to listen to that tomorrow and then analyze it tomorrow afternoon. Have you heard anything from Abigail Spanberger or LeVar Stoney about the riots in Los Angeles?
I've heard they've issued no statements about the riots. And, of course, I mean, what is LeVar Stoney going to say? Because he sat back. Just like Mayor Bass is doing, just like Governor Newsom is doing in California, when it was in Richmond, LeVar Stoney did the same thing, which was, oh, it's a peaceful protest. Oh, the police, we got to let the rioters run the street. We've got to let them destroy things. We can't step in and do anything. And unfortunately, that's the same. And that's the same thing that's happening in Los Angeles now. We can only be thankful that in Virginia we have a Republican governor, and we can be thankful that we have President Trump in there who is not going to let this go on. He's going to send in the National Guard, even if they tell him that they don't want him there. He's going to send them in to put a stop to it. And I mean, those images coming out of Los Angeles, anybody that's a Democrat, anybody that's an American should be enraged by the people throwing rocks at police car windshields, people standing on bridges and throwing rocks directly down on the police car windshields and throwing rocks at police officers. That's not behavior that we should tolerate in America at all. Those people doing that should be put in jail for 20 years apiece.
Absolutely. Mike Dickinson is joining us. And Mike, of course, joins us once a week. He's our citizen reporter, much like Andy Ngo, I'll tell you. They stack up on that. Mike, let's talk about one of your favorite people, Shannon Taylor, the Commonwealth's attorney in Henrico County. Even her fellow Democrats are saying, whoa, we got a problem here with you taking $650,000 in campaign donations from Dominion Energy, given the fact that the Attorney General of the Commonwealth actually oversees Dominion Energy. I haven't heard anything from her trying to explain it.
I'm not surprised. She's somebody that lives in a world of conflict of interest at every level. Everything she does has some conflict of interest. If it's not disclosing and being upfront about who her donors are, it's about who she's hiring to oversee certain departments in her office.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Shannon Taylor lies a lot, and that's not a farcical statement. That's a true fact. If you look at her in her career, she lies a lot.
Yeah, it is a shame, and I guess the Democrats are choosing between her and Jay Jones, and both of their campaigns, Mike, as you know, are centered on this idea that they're going to go after President Trump, and I do wonder if they have any idea at all what the role of the AG is in our beloved Commonwealth.
I really don't think they do. And I really think that, you know, sadly, these riots in Los Angeles are a great campaign commercial for Virginia Republicans, because if you want Virginia to look like Los Angeles, go ahead and vote for Shannon Taylor or Jay Jones or Abigail Spanberger or LeVar Stoney, whoever. That is what they want to turn Virginia into. And that's if you look at the people doing the protesting against ICE, it's not Latinos. It's not people from other countries. It is, if you look at the arrests so far, they're all these white college kids with bad haircuts, the same people that got arrested in the BLM riots in Richmond, and not actually people affected by BLM. It's these white college-age protesters with bad haircuts. And you know what the haircuts look like, I don't have to say. They all have the same terrible haircut, man or woman. But it's just it's a thing where we just have a society that these people want no law and no order. And if you want Virginia to look like that, if you want Virginia to look like California, go ahead and vote for LeVar Stoney or Shannon Taylor.
Yeah, they're absolutely right. They will turn us into a California East, and that is the last thing that I want. Mike, tell me a little bit about what we've got coming up. You know, we're electing the House of Delegates and the State Senate and blah, 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 blah. Have we heard if the porn candidate is running again?
No, Shannon Taylor is not running in that district. She is supposedly working on some kind of a legislative campaign throughout the whole country, trying to go after. She can't admit that what she actually did. She tries to continually play, oh, I'm the victim. These images were stolen. My images were hacked. And there's some people that tragedy has happened to. But in Susanna Gibson's case, she willingly went and signed on to an adult website. And she solicited tokens for it. So I'm sorry, but she can't have it both ways. You can't go and sell your content and sell your pictures and sell your videos while you're soliciting money. And then a year or two later decide, oh, I want to get into politics. Or while you're doing it, think that it's never going to come back and haunt you. An image is worth a thousand words. And in Shannon Taylor, that holds. I mean, and Susanna Gibson, that holds true. But she just won't admit what she did. She wants to continually play the victim. And she's trying to start this national campaign against deep fake images and hacked people who've had their images hacked. But that's not the case as to what happened to her. She did that willingly.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. And I do wonder if anybody beside you is going to hold her accountable on that. I think she's probably getting support around the country because every one of us says, oh my gosh, yeah, we're against these deep fake images. We're against the idea that somebody could hack in and share your private personal stuff. But you're right. That's not what she was doing. It was the exact opposite with her, but she's decided somehow she's a victim. And I guess she's going to make a buck or try to make a buck and not tokens this time, but actual cash to do it.
I think she's fairly delusional also, because if she can't understand that, then something is wrong with her in the head. Well, I mean, fairly delusional. Yeah.
God only knows. Hey, Mike, I always appreciate you being here. I appreciate the insight, the information. Again, we're trying to help out Rich in the morning since he's relatively new, and he's got a very interesting conversation scheduled tomorrow with the sheriff in the city of Richmond. A lot of stuff that precedes his arrival here in Central Virginia. So, Mike, I appreciate you being here. We'll talk again next week. That is Mike Dickinson. Always appreciate Mike joining us. I told you, I got some tickets for you. Let me give them to you right now, all right? If you will give us a call, caller number 7 right now, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We'll take caller number 7. You'll get a pair of tickets for the Artemis Pyle Band. They are playing this Friday, June the 13th, the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Artemis Pyle, the sole living, surviving member of the original Lynyrd Skynyrd Band. And given that Brian Wilson just passed away today, age 82, man, I don't want to be nasty, but you got to see all of these folks while you can see them. So caller number 7 right now, 833-804-1140. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.